You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey, ducky, turkey, ducky.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
That's right. You can't say on TV.
Ray Rowe.
That's right. That's the only thing you can say. I'd like to start off ENN today by saying good evening to Don.
Nancy's not a big Chinese woman.
You want to guess on what the conversation was about?
No, I'm afraid to, but you missed a minute. You missed a lot on this show.
Yeah, you could figure it. If you really thought about it, you could figure it out.
You like Chinese food, and he
correct. She doesn't. There it is. Good evening to Don.
Even Katz had a first show, right?
Sure. And good evening to Don.
They got into it with Eric Jeter.
Do you remember Eric Jeter?
It was a distant cousin. He was the one without talent.
Right. He couldn't play ball to save his life.
There was Gary Jeter. He was a good Giant. But they weren't related either, right? I know there was rumors he was like a distant cousin, but I think that was
Let me say good evening to Michael.
He's golf.
And good evening to myself. Mark Kanha?
Yeah.
Don just gave up.
I did.
All right, guys.
Get caught half listening.
Let's get started where we need to start. Tiger Watch.
Tiger Watch.
So, Tiger, how did you play today?
Well, got off to kind of a slow start.
Do you feel like you're back to win at this level?
Yeah, I do, because I just did it.
You just love Tiger. Sniff him. Sniff him dead.
I've been sniffing all day long. Huh? That's right. And, in fact, I'm watching Tiger tee off right now on the par 3 16th. He just had an opportunity. A blown opportunity to birdie 3 straight. Instead, he ended up parring the par 5 15th. If you're looking at Tiger's scorecard, you'll find 6 bogeys for the day and 4 birdies for the day. And he ends up, right at this moment, 1 over par for the tournament, 3 holes to go. Now, the leader, Scottie Scheffler, at 4 under. Let me update that real quick to make sure that's exactly where he is. No, I'm sorry. Scottie Scheffler is now 6 under.
Oh.
That is the best score we've seen so far in the tournament. Scheffler's at 6 under through 13. So Tiger now looks safe when it comes to avoiding the cut line. But as far as him being in contention, it's going to be important to see what he does over these next 3 holes. And, of course, what Scheffler does over the next 6.
But it looks like he's going to make it.
Oh, he's going to make the cut. Yeah.
So Andrew was wrong.
That's where we're aiming for here, right?
That's how what I aim.
What was that?
That's what I aim.
All right, let's watch Tiger's tee here. On the par 3, clears the water nicely. Let's see. Oh, it's going to drop right in the center of the green and start rolling downhill towards the cup. Stop. Stop, ball. Stop.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
He really did. He's going to have a great look, probably a 9-footer for birdie on the par 3 16th as Tiger Watch rages on through day 2 of the Masters. Now, Michael, let's hear the call. Today was your first day back in action in a real way. And let's hear the end of the Yankee game from the Yes Network.
Grounded up the middle. Does it get through? Yes, it does. Here comes Kiner Falefa. It's a walk-off RBI single for Josh Donaldson. His first game as a Yankee, and the Yankees win 6-5, and the celebration begins.
Solid.
I'm more than solid. I, you know what, Don? This is a bold statement on the first day of the season. Best call he's ever made.
Wow. You know, it's the first call I've ever made post-COVID.
Well, that's the thing. I believe that your COVID antibodies are going to make you the best version of yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Now that's what I'm expecting.
Are you nervous about the K-Rod cast on Sunday? Because I'm starting to get a little antsy.
Why would you be nervous?
It's all new. You know, new things make me nervous.
No, listen, it's going to be a little awkward at first. It's going to take a little bit of time to get used to. Every new show, no matter how good you are, it's a new show and it's a new partnership also. It's not like you and A-Rod are cool, but you haven't done a ton of work together before. You've had him on Center Stage, right?
Right, but that was in 2003, and we did five innings Yankee-Dodger game.
You did five innings of Yankee-Dodger game. You've had him here many times.
True. And we also booked a big guest already. The one that I told you guys yesterday, that didn't happen. It ended up not happening. But let's not mention that. But
we reveal who it was that you missed out on?
No.
Interesting.
Roger Clemens.
Confirmed?
Be in the booth. I believe David Ortiz is going to be in the booth.
Oh, wow.
And the youngster from Seattle, we've got him lined up, Julio Rodriguez.
No relation.
J-Rod, no.
Well, J-Rod and A-Rod, not related. Got it.
No. And then there's K-Rod.
Because let's face it, as good as the Manning cast was, it was kind of made by the guests, right? That's where they broke news. That's where I think a lot of it came. There were some moments here and there, but I think getting great guests is going to really be what puts it over the top, and I don't see with the connections you both have,
see,
and the resources
sure
of ESPN, that would
now
ever come up short.
Because they did a lot of research on the Manning cast, and the one thing that people didn't like was that they didn't pay enough attention to the games.
Well, I was actually, that's what I was going to say, was I actually think, Don, that Michael has an opportunity here to do this differently.
Yes.
Because that one had to sort of be done the way it was, because let's be honest, neither Peyton nor Eli, talented as they are, neither is a professional host. They're two former athletes talking. And Eli is fantastic, but he's a unique style. He's not a driver of a typical talk show, okay? Mm-hmm. That's not – I mean, I love the stuff he's doing for Giants.com, actually. It's tremendous.
Stuff for an Emmy, I heard.
It's really? It doesn't surprise me, honestly. It's funny and different and cool. But neither of them is Michael. So I think they needed the guests because it was a little awkward.
True.
The two of them just sitting there chatting all day.
But I will say this. I would not pay attention to that, to what the critique on the Mannings, and apply it to you. Like, they weren't paying enough, close enough attention to the game. It's different. It's football. It's one of 17 games. There's a lot of important moments. You're talking about a regular season baseball game. You know, so I don't think I don't think that's going to be as big a complaint. I think there will be people that will tune in for you guys and for the fun that it's going to be. Listen, if it's a big game, it's a big moment, different story. But you know what I'm saying, Peter? Do you think that
people
are going to be engaged in a regular season baseball game as opposed to a regular season football game?
No, I think I agree with you completely, Don. I think that the only time you guys should really get overly concerned with the game is if it's an intense moment of the game. That's it. And I think that would be a word of advice I'll give you as an incredible broadcaster myself. I would say I would like to see you, when an intense moment comes up, even if that moment's early in the game, and even if you have a guest on, still focus on that with the guest. They didn't do a lot of that on the Manning cast.
Right.
They would do it occasionally, but like, you have listen, you're going to be talking to, let's be honest, mostly former ballplayers, right? I mean,
we'll have some comedians and actors and stuff. I don't know if we're going to do that this week.
Radio hosts, anything like that? Or
I don't think that's happening. Well, we might get Francesa.
Well, it would be hard if he has enough time, if he's not cutting commercials for the radio station.
Ray Rowe.
How much would you guys kill me if we did that?
I'd be red hot, and not. I wouldn't be red hot because like I'd be jealous. I'd be red hot because I'd be like, this is entirely too nice. Now you should have Russo on, of course.
Was he on today?
That's how what I aim. Was
sorry,
he was on the 4-hour pregame.
Yeah. How was that?
He actually had a funny line about Francesa. He said, you know, because he was part of the beginning of the Yes Network when we simulcasted that show. And he said, and Russo gave all the details. He didn't exactly have to put a bright light in his eyes. He said, Yes offered the FAN a lot of money. So FAN took half of the money, and then me and Mike split the other half. He said, so when I left for Sirius, I gave up a lot of money. And I knew that Mike was never going to hire a co-host because he was never going to give that half of the money back.
I've heard that before, but...
But Russo made it public.
Yeah, but yeah, he's made it public and freely. Good for him. Yeah, you don't. Yeah, like you said, the light didn't have to be too bright or hot.
No, you don't have to put like bamboo splints under his nails.
Well,
he just willingly gave it up.
Again, that K-Rod cast, the first ever, coming up this Sunday at 7 p.m. on ESPN The Ocho.
No.
ESPN 2, correct, Michael?
ESPN 2.
That's right.
Can't wait for it to pulverize the actual broadcast.
Oh, and the plus vehicle. Okay. Let's hear from Josh Donaldson on that game-winning hit.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, obviously, our team put us in a great position right there for me to come up there. Starting with the run on second always helps. But, yeah, I mean, it was nice. It was nice for my first game here to be able to help the team win. You know, couldn't ask for much more.
I hate the runner at second.
You hate what?
I hate the runner at second and extra
innings. Oh, I despise it. A carnival act to end a game.
And Tiger just came up short on the birdie putt on 16. Pars it. He'll stay at plus one heading into the 17th.
So he's good.
Oh, he's definitely good. I wish he would. That putt, he missed it by about 2 inches. That would have been nice to get to even for sure.
So do you think yesterday had any effect on today, mentally or physically?
For who?
For Tiger.
Well, I'm sure it had to, right?
I mean, you would think so, but it doesn't. The thing that I've noticed is no sort of physical laboring that the eye can see. But you wonder, yesterday he was so even, and today his scorecard is just filled with circles and squares. You know, it's been up and down the entire day.
Let me ask you this. How's the coverage been?
As far
like,
as
has it been like all Tiger for, you know, for somebody that's this far back in the pack? I mean,
has it come
at the expense of like really watching the leaders?
Don, let me welcome you into 2022. ESPN on the app, they give you the featured group. You only watch Tiger.
Ooh, Tiger just hit it close on 10.
They'll have like three.
Oh, so you don't know what the actual coverage on ESPN's?
No, no, I have not watched they started the regular ESPN coverage, I think, around 3 o'clock, but I've been watching featured groups all day. So before the coverage started, I was watching the Dustin Johnson featured group and the Rory McIlroy featured group, and now I've been watching the Tiger.
That's the way to do it.
Oh yeah, come on, you can't operate this way.
You know, but Peter's the one who, like, initiated this kind of coverage. It's called Tiger Watch.
That's right. By the way, I've heard, I got some tweets earlier.
Yeah, they
I
call it
too.
Tiger Watch, I think.
That other shows on the station have been using Tiger Watch like it's theirs.
Huh?
Yeah. That's right, Mrs. LaGreca.
Holy crap.
That's
now,
right,
they're not
Trey.
Using our drop, right?
I mean, No. Well, but that's what makes it almost worse. I'd rather they use our drop and give us the credit. They're just acting like they came up with Tiger Watch.
It's wrong how they steal from you. But you know what, Peter? You should be used to that because they steal from greatness.
Well, and I already told you earlier this week about what Jimmy Kimmel did. So let's just – if it's not beyond Jimmy Kimmel, do I expect any more from Greeny or Carlin? Come on. With all due respect.
Greeny, you know, he's doing top fives too. I mean, come on.
Did you see what Greenberg tweeted out? Tiger's round has been like a Shakespearean drama. The win, the waiting, the limp, so many highs and lows. He only has four pars through 14 holes, but somehow he's still right in it. Hashtag, you know, Masters.
I'm not gonna comment because I don't have to. He's doing it to himself.
And then a guy just answered. Listen, what this? The first response was, "He's eight back. You can't be serious."
If I never spoke to Greeny again, it would be fine.
Oh my goodness, Peter!
That was I got to tell you, that was something, Don.
That's outrageous.
I've heard you say a lot of things on the show before, but when you said that the other day, that was truly something.
This is like Fight Club, where he starts like punching himself in the face. Like I don't need to do anything. He's just going to do it to himself.
Oh my! You're giving up a good friend.
He described you as like his first and one of his closest
friends.
Yeah,
I love the guy. No, we're close.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So but, here's some stuff from Aaron Judge who's speaking.
Okay.
Brian Hoke, MLB.com. Very few people get this opportunity to talk extension. Me getting this opportunity is something special, and I appreciate the Yankees wanting to do that. But I don't mind going into free agency. It is what it is. The end of the year, I'll talk to 30 teams. The Yankees will be one of those teams.
Well, guess what? We have Aaron Judge audio. You want to hear what he sounded like?
Oh, okay, yeah.
Let's
hear the tone.
Aaron, obviously,
Let's...
before the game news came out that you weren't able to reach an agreement for an extension, just what's your level of disappointment that you weren't able to get something done prior to today?
I don't know about level. You know, you're disappointed. But, you know, we weren't able to agree, you know, on extension. But like I said, you know, I kind of told you guys, you know, pregame was it's, you know, just an honor to even get a chance to be discussing those kind of talks and, you know, be in this position, you know, but we weren't able to come to an agreement. And, you know, now it's time for me to, you know, keep winning, you know, ball games for the Yankees like we did today.
It's the right way.
He also said, I'm disappointed because I've been vocal that I want to be a Yankee for life, bring a championship back to New York. It stings, but I've got a job to do on the field.
But that first one that you said, Michael, he's testing free agency. That's it.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't mean the Yankees can't make an offer that he couldn't refuse during the season. But knowing the Yankees and hearing what he has to say, and I respect it, that's his plan. And maybe that was the plan all along. How often do you get a chance to have 30 teams bidding for your services to find out exactly how much you really are worth? I'm sure that's what Rizzo was telling him.
Well, he also said there's nothing to be upset about. It's business. And he's treating it like business, and they're treating it like business. And I also don't believe, guys, call me dubious, but, you know, deadlines are – they're not the Great Wall of China. It's a line in the sand that could be crossed easily. Oh. If the Yankees say, oh, by the way, on May 1st, here's your 9 years – I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, two fallacies, that one, Michael, and that it's going to be a distraction, Aaron.
Right.
I don't think either are true. I think he'll go out there, be a professional, it won't be a problem in the room, and I'm not ruling out the possibility that something can happen before the end of the season.
And do you know how it would be a distraction? If he was the one sitting at the table going back and forth with numbers, that's why he pays somebody 4%. All that guy has to do is bring the offer to him. That's not a distraction.
No, and if they shut it down, they'll go out there and be motivated to have a big season.
Well, let's hear from Jeff Passan on KJM earlier saying that the Yankees cannot let Aaron Judge go to the Mets.
Listen, Aaron Judge is going to want $30-plus million a year, and he's going to want it over the long term. Are the New York Yankees going to give that to him? It depends just how long he wants it. The reality is that they need Aaron Judge sticking around, and they need to do something to get Aaron Judge under contract, because if he hits the open market, crosstown, let me tell you, they could use a power-hitting outfielder. Steve Cohen is obviously willing to pay a lot of money, and the idea of Aaron Judge showing up in a New York Mets uniform instead of Yankee pinstripes would be absolutely devastating to the Yankees.
Michael, we're under a minute here, but how big of a nightmare would it be for Yankees fans to see Judge in a Mets uniform?
It'd be terrible. It'd be terrible, especially if he does well. You know, if he, you know, runs out of gas and gets hurt and doesn't live up to the contract, then they'll have last laugh. But if he's the player that we've seen when he's healthy, he's an MVP candidate every single year. It would be devastating. It would be a bad look for the Yankees, too.
That will do it for ENN on this Friday evening. Monday, hopefully reporting on a big Tiger Woods Master victory.
Wow.
Wow.
Predict it. Show me something.
Yeah, he's going to – I bet him. I bet him. So
why don't you just set fire to your
pick
money? I don't get it. You bet him to win?
I just threw a little 10-ski or 20-ski at it.
Nah, come too easy for you, isn't it? Anyway, coming up, Nick Basketball. Stick around for that. Have a great weekend, everybody. Listen to K-Rod on ESPN2. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.